The paper published this week in the Astrophysical Journal presents the first direct observations of small asteroids in the outer solar system. And this is a story that began back in June, when a couple of amateur astronomers on different continents were pointing telescopes simultaneously at Jupiter, and they saw a flash in Jupiter's atmosphere.
Not a naked scientist flashing on Jupiter. What did they actually see, though?
This was a pulse of light which lasted for about 2 seconds. It sounds like a small thing, but they knew that this was odd, this was different, and they reported it. And since then, astronomers have been really working to explain what could have caused this flash. And they think it was probably the impact of a small asteroid into Jupiter's atmosphere. And the research published this week has actually got as far as producing quite a precise estimate of the size of this asteroid, which they think was about 10 metres across.
That's amazing. It's a Jovian shooting star, for want of a better term, and
exactly.
You can use the flash to size the object. Is that by working out how bright it is, so you know roughly how much light it must have given out, given the distance between us and Jupiter then?
Yes, the larger the object, the brighter the flash it produces, and they have got images of this flash. They know how much light was there, and they can use models based on shooting stars in the Earth's atmosphere to work out how big this object was.
And why is that significant?
Well, the small size of this object is fascinating because there's never been a direct observation of an object this small that far out in the solar system before. We've thought these objects must be there because we know they're close to the Earth, but we've never actually seen one close to Jupiter. We've had no idea how many of these objects there are.
Well, that's an interesting point. Is it a one-off?
Well, this is fascinating because in August, another couple of amateur astronomers saw an almost identical event, a second event. So it seems probably these events have been going on several times a year, forever, and people have just assumed that you can't see them or haven't been looking for them, and so they've gone unrecorded. Now people know that you can see them, they're recording them, and probably in the next few months and years, we can expect to see lots more of these events being seen. And that means we can start to understand the distribution of sizes, the distribution in space of small objects on the outer edge of the asteroid belt. And that means in terms of working out where the asteroid belt came from, we can constrain those models much better.
Which ultimately informs us a bit more about how our solar system put itself together about 4.5 billion years ago, presumably.
Yes, the leading theory is that a planet couldn't form between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, although there's quite a big gap there, because of the gravitational influence of Jupiter. And so you have this pile of rubble which never managed to form into a planet. This will help to constrain those theories.
And why are these meteorites only now appearing? Well, I should say, why are these asteroids only now beginning to impact on Jupiter, given that they've had 4.5 billion years of solar system evolution to do that?
The objects that we're seeing have probably been orbiting in the asteroid belt in stable orbits for a long time. They've perhaps had a close encounter with another object and been kicked into a different orbit, which has made them unstable and thrown them toward Jupiter.
Dominic, thank you.